no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
So today we want to talk about what I'm calling your sweet time. Throughout these jump starts, I've attempted to be as honest about myself and my own journey and my own transition, because I think that's where we find one another. And the other thing is, I have a very sincere, what most people would call woe to win story. And I've gone through it. I don't need to go through it today. However, what it's left me with is anxiety, or it left me with is anxiety, stress, etc., 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 which often played out in body tension, but more importantly, emotional tension. I often felt like I was being driven. I felt like I was a mule, and life was just moving me forward. It took me a long time to realize that it was my own thoughts, a combination of my own thoughts and the physical sensations in my body, which is where I get, we all store sensations of experiences, and the two would feed off of each other. I would feel stressed and I would think anxious thoughts or stressful thoughts. I would think anxious thoughts and I would feel stress. And one of the ways that played out for me very much was I have what someone diagnosed, one of my wives, I can't remember which one, said that, Will, you have a rush of rushing. You get a rush from rushing. And I had to step back and take a look at that and realize she was absolutely right. In other words, I love overstacking my plate so that I can barely waddle away from the buffet. And then I complain that I have too much. Well, what I need to do is simplify my life by attempting to do less. My to-do list was always everything, and everything was a high priority. That has always been a struggle. I've shared that with you before, is that I have this sensation, this feeling in my body. This is why I meditate, by the way. The reason that I meditate is so that I no longer have the sensation in my body, nor have the thoughts in my head, which feed the sensations and vice versa, for a period of time that lasts longer. Now, once I know what that sensation is, once I know what that sensation feels like, then I can call it up during later times in the day. And those are what I call your sweet time. Now, when I was a kid, one of the reasons, and the reason that I have this feeling of, I gotta hurry, you know, is that my mom and dad would always seem to be saying, hurry up, and you're only doing this, you should be doing this by now. So it's always, I'm doing the wrong thing and I need to hurry up. Those are my anxieties, okay? And what now through meditation I have done is I begin to identify what not feeling like that is. See, the challenge is, it literally becomes your personality. I'm reading a book right now that talks about how our life experience is combined with the emotions that we supplant them with, goes in, and our body, literally each cell becomes charged with that. We've talked about this before. It's called your allostatic load. It gets charged in your body. And as a result, that literally becomes your personality. The fear or the worry or whatever that is inside of you becomes your personality. It drives how you naturally deal with other people. What you would consider natural, okay? We all have our own natural. Now, the idea is to identify what it feels like to be free of that, to not have that rush of rushing. I still have a challenge of being late almost everywhere I go. And I realize that that is part of it. And so what I'm developing now is this idea of using my sweet time when I'm driving to get somewhere. So what does it mean when I say your sweet time? I'm not taking your sweet time about it. That's what I used to hear all the time as a kid. You're taking your sweet time about it, no matter what I was doing. For me, sweet time is moving at a comfortable, leisurely pace, focused only on what I'm doing, knowing that anything I need to get done will get done in its own time. In other words, it's mindfulness. It's simple mindfulness. When I get up in the mornings, for example, this morning, I slept an hour later. I do that because I don't use an alarm clock, and my body told me I needed an extra hour. So once I got up, I realized that I needed to fully write the description for today's jumpstart as well as for the rest of the week. So before I even moved in here to my studio at around 7:15, I needed to write three things and do some other stuff. And so I wanted to make sure that I didn't do it like this. And here's why. When we are in the midst of getting a rush from rushing, or we are not taking our sweet time, what's the opposite of sweet time? Think about it. Sour time. And I used to do that, I know, because it made me feel important. When I was the boss somewhere, and I was often seemed to be made the boss at the radio station or the church or the insurance company or whatever, I wanted people to think that I was taking things seriously and that I was taking every situation seriously. And so I would often come across as the opposite of sweet time, sour time. So now what I'm attempting to do is come across in sweet time. Like, you know what? A mistake was made. It's not a big deal. We can fix it. Whatever it is, to realize that other people truly are trying to do their best with the resources they have. That allows me mentally to get into that sweet time that I've developed from meditating, that feeling of bliss. Those of you who are members of the Complaint Free Meditation Group, you know what I'm talking about. And if you want to comment, well, you did yesterday. So many of you gave me such wonderful comments yesterday about how it made you feel doing this. Now, what we want to do is try and feel that during the day. So when you're doing something, like if I'm getting ready to come in here and be live with you all over the world, and believe me, that's on my mind. And to know that thousands of people are going to watch this, I want to approach it sweetly. I want to approach it moving easily, whether I'm standing in the bathroom shaving or putting on, deciding which shirt I'm wearing, or realizing this morning that it was 4 minutes before it was time and I had set everything back up except the microphone. The microphone was screwed in somewhere else across the room and I could not have done this. And that idea of, oh my God, and hurrying came through and I would just let it go. Right through, and I went, I'm going to do this sweetly and easily, and I did, and I was ready. When we approach things in sour time, that's when we leave stuff and have to go back when you're going out to do something. That's when you're out doing something and you forget to pick up something. When you're out running an errand and you forget to do one of your errands. The more present, the more sweet, the more relaxed. What do I mean by that? Sweet as opposed to sour. The more we have a smile on our face, the more we give ourselves permission. I've ordered this whole new setup here, which you can't, I'm waving my hands and you can't see it. It's going to go here and hold my computer and my second monitor and all this kind of stuff. And it hasn't come yet. And my normal, what I would call normal, my typical, that's it. We confuse typical with normal. We rationalize saying something is normal when instead it's actually just typical for ourselves. My typical self would be like, oh man, that should have been. And it was expected Monday. Amazon promised me it would be here Monday. And today is Wednesday. And I'm not sure when it's going to arrive. But waiting on something. You know, they say that patience is not just waiting. Patience is waiting with a good attitude. I stole that from some speaker. I don't know who it was, but I really like it. Patience is not just waiting. Patience is waiting with a good attitude. So, if today you need to wait, like just now, can you wait sweetly? Today, if you're taking your dog for a walk, can you do it sweetly? Can you appreciate it? That's one of the things I always try and do with Ted, is to appreciate him during the day. I mean, just mentally be grateful for having him, because as adorable and much personality as he is, and everybody who sees him falls in love with him, I still have to take care of him and feed him, and he doesn't want to eat, and sometimes he throws up and all this kind of stuff, and you can quickly become less appreciative. And so every day I want to be appreciative for him. I want to approach my relationship with him sweetly. You know, the other thing I want to approach with sweetness, my career. Now, I realize that today things are topsy-turvy, but overall, I have chosen to do what it is I do. And on a daily basis, I get to get up and do what it is that I do. I was thinking about that this morning. If you'd have asked me when I was in my 20s what it is I would love to do, I admired Earl Nightingale so much. Now, Earl Nightingale is known as the Dean of Motivation. And he would write a daily message like this, and he would record it. Now, the difference was his was then shipped out on records, and people would play it on record players in their homes and on radio stations. Meanwhile, I am now doing exactly that. And so to sit down and go, oh, I got to write 4 jump starts before I record a live jump start, shoot a live jump start, and then I got to do a live meditation, and then I got to do I got a meeting with my assistants via a computer or internet, a video in an hour, and then I've got to do a webinar at 11 o'clock. I'm going to be spending the day in front of the computer. And it just hit me. And this is exactly what you would have said you wanted to do. And so why not approach it sweetly? Why not approach it as something you get to do, not what you got to do? I know it sounds pithy, but one of the great things that helps us begin to make a shift in our world is when we change our got to's into get to's. And stop changing your get to's into got to's. I gotta take the kids to the movies. I gotta hang out with my wife. Trust me, if they were gone, it would be a get to. Let's check in and see what some of you are having to say today. I don't know exactly how this is working, but it seems to be. Let me go back and take a look here. Yeah, I see what's going out. So, okay, I'm interesting. Got my bands in book. No excuses now, Linda says. Good to hear that. R.A. says, hi, Will. Hi, R.A. I hope you are all still with me. I see that there's 26 people here live with me. I know I've been talking for a while, and there's about a 14-second delay because I stopped talking, and then I ask you to connect, and I'm about 7 seconds delayed from that. So, listen, I just want to invite you today to change your got-tos into get-tos, to learn what a feeling of sweetness in your life and sweetness in your body feels like. And then begin to bring it up at what would normally be uncomfortable situations. I know it sounds crazy, but I even have noticed that simply responding, if Miroslav, and I know he's watching right now, sends me a message, I get a unique text because I want to be able to reply to him, alert notification rather. I want to be able to reply to him immediately. And I feel tension inside my body. And I had to ask myself, what is that about? Is it fear that Miroslav's not going to do a good job? No, it has nothing to do with that. Is it fear that maybe I made a mistake and he's caught it? That tends to be what it is. And either way, I think I'm just going to resolve it. So why allow myself to go to that sour spot? Why not just give myself that sweet feeling and hold on to that? So Cynthia Barcher says, love that. I get to. Have a blessing. Tappan is working. Thanks for the reminder. Great to hear. Manny Stewart Tappan says, it's working. Thanks for the reminder. Great message. Thank you. I get to watch you every morning. Yes, if you ever feel like you gotta watch me, stop watching. You should look forward to it. You should look forward to it as much as I look forward to it. And you know what I'm looking forward to? I'm looking forward to hitting that sweet spot. If you have not meditated with us yet, sign up. Yeah, you got to sign up. You got to go in. You got to put your email and a bank card. You have 30 days from till today. You have until June 20th to try it over and over and over again and to cancel. And it's super easy to cancel. But if you don't even know what that sweet spot feels like in your body, you need to meditate. You need to join us. So give us a try. Join us this morning. For those of you who I know are going to be in there, Linda, Tammy, I can see you. Miyuki, I know you'll be there as well. Michelle is always there. So like I say, almost everybody who joins is there on a daily basis. Oh, and Cindy, I think it was Cynthia. Let me go in and my phone restarted. So anyway, and Tammy, I see that today is Michelle's birthday. Happy birthday. So anyway, for those of you who are going to join me in the meditation, I will see you there. If not, I will see you tomorrow, and I look forward to being with you either way. Remember, you are blessed. You are a blessing. Enjoy today. I love you all, and I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
No more complaining people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free.